Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. It's a little bit of a story time here to start, and this is an unconventional start. But then again, you are listening to the only college football podcast. You have no other choice. There's a story I want to tell, and it starts on December 8th, 2018, immediately after Atlanta United's championship, the major one in Atlanta's history. Can't think of any other team in Atlanta that's ever won anything. Certainly not one team from Athens winning anything in Atlanta of any significant note. I'm saying that for a reason, because I was facing about 80 feet of straight water out of a MARTA station, and somebody next to me said they didn't want to mess up their shoes. So I let this extremely vain person jump on my back so they wouldn't mess their shoes, and I took off in my waterproof boots with this dude behind me graciously thanking me for carrying him through the water, which anyone would have done because the person I was carrying was Ed Ashoff, the reporter, TV personality, overall mensch, an outstanding Gator who passed away recently due to complications from pneumonia and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. If you would like to pay tribute to the memory of Edward, and I suggest that you do, donations can be made to the Edward Ashoff Memorial Fund at UF's College of Journalism and Communications. You can go ahead and just make out that check to UF Foundation. Send it to P.O. Box 14425, Gainesville, Florida 32604. Make that attention gift processing. And in the memo area, go ahead and mention Edward Ashoff Memorial Fund, because I would like to carry Ed's memory forward, because you know, even though I carried him once, he was like having more extra sunshine in the room. It was better when he was around. We're all going to have to shine a little bit brighter now that he's not.
So what did he say to you when he was on your back in that puddle?
You're so nice. Thank you so much, man. Yeah. This is the nicest. Like, he's just thanking me the whole time as I'm carrying him.
No. Well, he's like directly into your ear.
Yeah, in my ear. Like, in my ear, being like, oh, man, this is so nice. Like, as if, one, I was doing him a favor, and two, he would like to be this way all the time, right? That I should carry him around like some kind of enormous Star Wars beast. Or Godzilla. Oh, my God, it was as close as he got to riding Godzilla.
Your Blogzilla.
Blogzilla. Now, with that note out of the way, and thank you for the forbearance there, we have a championship game to discuss, do we not? And what was the most important thing that happened at that championship game?
Spencer met Alvin Kamara.
I mean, that was pretty important, but it's not the most important thing that
happened.
Spencer
ate 36 oysters.
That is also true. That is also true. Did I watch Alvin Kamara do a shot with the people in the booth next to us at the Tweet Suite? Yes, I did. Did he stand up on a table to lean over and do that shot? Yes. Yes, he did. Did he appear to have any ill effects whatsoever from that? None. Alvin Kamara is awesome.
Did they have oysters in the Tweet Suite?
They did not. They didn't have Wi-Fi in
Demerit.
The Tweet Suite.
No Wi-Fi, no oysters.
It's just not my environment.
It lasted a whole game with between those two hardships.
Somehow, I endured. I prevailed, much like LSU. Despite being down 17-7, managed to, I don't know, come back and score, I'm going to say 70 uninterrupted points.
Roughly. I think we're still totaling the final numbers. It'll take some...
Well, oh, it's like election night where we have to the provisional touchdowns.
We're waiting on the results from the fourth quarter to come in.
Precincts are reporting in. We can go here and call this election for the Tigers.
Every game in New Orleans got seven quarters: first, second, lunch, French, third, fifth, and no
supper.
Ham.
Ham. Let the record note, of course, that Coach O did celebrate a national title with
Night Ham.
Night Ham.
He did. Yeah. He's the original. Is he the dean of Night Ham University?
If he wants to be.
Fat back time. Cochon de nuit.
But speaking of Alvin Kamara, there were other professional athletes in the Superdome on that night who also did memorable things, such as Odell Beckham Jr. punched a cop's poor sick ass as the cop was trying to rain on parades, almost as literally as possible.
I would like
just
to go ahead
and... whapped him right in his delicate, fancy ass.
I see this...
This is Odell Baines Johnson, and he is my president.
I'm going to go ahead and put him in that territory because he, to me, has a 60s horror movie poster that's like in all caps, like Odell Beckham Jr. punched me in the ass! !
I think the important thing is that we learned Odell Beckham Jr. would be a terrible hostage negotiator because he took a tense situation and arguably provided no relief whatsoever.
But he would make a great action hero.
Yes, 100%. But if you are ever in a bank that gets held up, and he is the hostage negotiator, he'll just, yeah, you're
but
dead.
So there's a difference between de-escalating the situation and
differently escalating it?
Well, no, creating an entirely different situation.
Diversion.
Now you've, muscle confusion, right?
I think he watched Lethal Weapon too many times where Mel Gibson handcuffs himself to the guy who's going to jump, and he's like, now you're going to kill this boat.
You're crazy. I'm crazy.
Like, yeah. Whatever the cop's plan was, it was out the window. He needed a new one because he'd just been punched in the ass by Odell Beckham Jr. We say punched, of course, it was a good game swat, but the cop, of course, has chosen to interpret it as if it was a punch. I suppose that's up to him.
He should know the only thing Odell Beckham Jr. trashes are kickoff nets, right? Like those practice nets. That's it. He's not going to hurt a cop. Now, I want to rewind a little bit, though, because Odell Beckham Jr. doesn't get there without a couple of things happening. One,
the Browns missed the playoffs.
Which,
is,
man,
that the word
what
for what they
break.
Did?
Yeah.
You say miss as though they were aiming at the playoffs.
Fair?
Yeah.
I mean, what are the fucking odds of the Browns missing the playoffs?
I know.
What a perfect storm here.
So we say that it is very funny to remember that this is also the year where, yes, Browns fans were like, oh, we're going to make the playoffs.
Oh, not just Browns fans.
Where the world were
favored to win their division.
Where the sane, rational world said, the Browns are going to make the playoffs.
Sure.
So whenever you have hope for the future of this country, just remember that even we in 2019 came together and said, yeah, I think the Browns can make the playoffs.
Yeah.
How did we go to the moon?
On accident.
Well, we didn't.
That's right.
Yeah, we
did. That's
didn't.
Right. Well, we did, then how do we know it's haunted?
Buzz Aldrin.
Touché! Okay, sorry.
And we're back. Okay, so when we pick up on John Glenn.
Yes, correct.
Right,
correct.
As he's landing.
Punching Neil Armstrong in the ass.
I said, I like that I'm like, a few things to set this up. We're like, 1963.
Mm-hmm.
It goes way back.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you what I'd really like to see now, which is for OBJ to insist that we take this to trial.
Oh, God.
In New Orleans?
And have the fluffy marshmallow-ass little police officer get up there in the stand and talk about how mean old OBJ told him he had a good game, and so he issued an arrest warrant. Judges issue warrants, don't at me. And so he obtained a warrant for OBJ's arrest because he was literally butthurt.
He crippled my poor butt cheek.
Oh, my God. I've been able to do anything cheek-related since. Nothing.
Can you show the jury the knee brace on your butt cheek that OBJ forced you to wear?
My ass cheek is in traction.
Oh, my cruel, sick butt pain.
It's just, I think Odell was surprised to see such questionable officiating in the Superdome.
I can't ever recall that being an issue.
This is weird. You said that he was on the Browns and he missed the playoffs. Are you saying that Odell Beckham was on a team that didn't fulfill its talent?
I am saying that the cop in question who was mad that various LSU fans were smoking cigars, like, it's not like the Saints needed the locker room.
Yeah.
You know, there was time to mitigate whatever odor problem would have resulted
from
that.
He also hasn't seen Victory Cigars in that.
Hey, what are those evil torches?
I do understand you might not be familiar with the practice.
Do we think?
Did one of you have a baby?
So I'm gonna go back real quick. Jason, you have one thing to
add. I was just saying, is it possible OBJ confused this poor ref with a Pac-12, poor cop with a Pac-12 ref?
It's entirely possible, yeah.
Because those people deserve to be punched in the ass.
Yeah, they were awful. They were delightfully awful.
They lived up to the standard.
They really did.
But you know what?
Diagonal to the standard.
They helped. I appreciated their sense of restraint in, like, waiting to be ass.
I came here to do crimes and punch asses, and I'm too happy to do crimes.
There's a lot of asses. There's so many asses.
New Orleans is an ass-first town,
yep.
Really. That's
yep.
How you're supposed to get off the plane. Like, you get off ass first. It's kind of how you live there.
Face down, ass up. That's the way I like to punch.
Yeah. Before the game, Odell was already quite festive because, I don't know, you play an entire season for the Browns. You're going to want
more. I mean, he's always been – nothing about Odell Beckham Jr. has ever been, like, subtle.
No, it wasn't to suggest that Odell Beckham wasn't going to, in his spare time,
just chill.
Right.
That hasn't, or how's this? A very, very active definition of chilling.
Do you think, every like questionable thing, if you went back and found everybody's Instagram and were like, boy, I drank way too much there. Is Odell Beckham present at all of the like bad decision weirdness around New Orleans? Because between...
Are you saying he's like a haunted Gump?
Yes.
He's like some kind of trickster god.
Because between the $100 handshakes and... Because originally, you have to remember, we knew the cop had tried to... had threatened LSU players with arrest. We didn't know he was part... Odell Beckham Jr. was part of that at all. And now he is.
Yeah.
So is he present like some sort of haint at every bad New Orleans decision?
The haint tainting.
Yeah, kind of like he's like the Joan of Arc of bad decisions.
Right.
Right?
Oh, I got
like
the New York Post line. Haint tainting Saints haunt.
Wow.
So Odell is already, I think, quite festive when the game starts.
Yeah.
And very relaxed. And then throughout the game, he becomes increasingly less relaxed and more festive. And then I believe he tried to enter the band section, which not the first time Odell's done that.
Right.
Remember, he did that in Tiger Stadium and attempted to get to pay the band's fine for Neck. There are no fines for playing Neck. They just asked them not to do it. And Odell was basically offering to pay the band. So Odell Beckham shows up with cash, demanding that people do things or just starts handing out. Not the first time this has happened. Not even close to the first appearance of cash belching Odell Beckham, right? The second thing.
Where you and I expel carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
Odell Beckham Jr. must rid himself of cash.
He does.
So that his lungs can function.
He burps, seriously, he just burps coins like Barney in that episode of The Simpsons,
like,
where they open a casino.
BB-8 in a casino.
Yeah.
He's our ODB-8. Nation's greatest renewable resource for sonic rings.
Right. So he's already, I think, gotten into several things during the game that he probably should not have been.
Yeah.
This is where I think Odell needs a... He needs a get-back coach in real life, right? He needs somebody who's like, nah, buddy, get over here.
Who's like, don't hand this player $100 with a television camera.
I didn't say that.
Counterpoint, via our own Joe Burrow, those boys were no longer professional.
That's true.
Well, that's the
no
whole
longer
other
amateur
thing.
Athletes.
So if OBJ had a real life get back coach, do you think Jarvis Landry would be the most entertaining candidate for that job?
Reader, ooh. I do.
Because think of all the photos of one of them running for a touchdown and the other one celebrating in the background.
Yeah,
that's
that's literally the job.
Yeah.
So this is Odell Beckham punching someone in the ass and Jarvis Landry running behind him like, yeah.
Well, I think. Awesome. Two pieces of feedback.
First of all, one, I love the energy.
One,
yeah,
great swing. Second, let's go over here.
Yeah, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Don't stop. Keep it moving.
Let's evacuate the premises. And
I think at that point, he also should have been like, just punch all the asses. Then it's like a fun group thing.
So that's what, when they do take this to trial in New Orleans, I do want to see the jury having to parse the footage like,
no, he clearly said good game. So
yep. This is how you say
see
it
right there.
This is how you say hello in Cleveland. You punch somebody in the ass.
That's the best thing that happened to them all day.
Yeah. It's just how we do things in a gritty Midwestern way. Bam!
Well, I clock in for 17 hours at the ass punching factory.
Hey, do what you love.
Which is weirdly what they call the grocery store.
That's how the pioneers tamed the Cuyahoga.
When I swim down Fire River, like in the ass factory.
Yeah, that's how John Glenn got to space. He looked at space and said, bam, right in the starfish between the cheeks.
What is the moon but a big ass? And what is a rocket but a way to punch it? Pow. Good game, moon.
Smack time.
So Odell Beckham got to the locker room. They were already smoking cigars because they were celebrating. And you're not supposed to do that indoors because, much to my surprise, Louisiana is a
clean indoor air.
It is a clean indoor. Not clean outdoor air.
Right.
But clean indoor air.
They got to have some place to go to get clean air, and it's not outside.
Yeah, indoors is where they quarantine that shit.
Yeah, yeah. You keep the good air inside. Outdoors, that's for smoking. I mean ham. Just put up ham next to the factory.
Smoked ham on every street corner.
Ham cigars.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Cigars rolled with ham.
Why do you think they call them little smokies?
Whoa.
Or maybe the cigar itself is a smoker and within it is a bite of ham.
A tiny ham.
And it's like a Tootsie Roll pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? You get to the porky
side. How many smokes it take to get to the ham?
Sit down. About two carcinogens?
One
three
good,
carcinogens?
One good. You got a mouthful of ham.
You give me the red meat, the red meat, the nitrates, and the nicotine? Oh, yeah, Cher, bring it on.
Are,
dip it in some bourbon while we're at it.
Oh, yeah.
Are there ham-flavored vape cartridges?
There will be.
Hang on. Let's find
out. Okay,
there
thank
will
you.
Be. After we just mentioned them, we have just made them real. So Odell Beckham comes in. Everybody's smoking cigars. And this one cop comes in. And, man.
Okay. I just Googled.
Oh, dear.
I just Googled savory vape flavors.
Oh, no.
Man.
No. This
okay.
is a mistake.
I found a
is
lot
this like,
more than
Is this
I
like
thought.
The gross Jelly Bellies?
Worse.
Cantaloupe and prosciutto.
Ooh.
Crispy bacon.
Is cantaloupe and prosciutto one?
All right. Yes. So to be clear, of the two you've named, both are pork.
Yes.
Both are ham.
The third There's one more. I see is called flaming rabbit ass.
Punch it.
Okay.
And one pretzel.
That's the Philly option.
I think cantaloupe bothers me the
pretzel.
Most.
Pretzel's the stupidest one because the others are like flavors.
Pretzel?
Why the fuck would you bother
a pretzel,
to make
a pretzel? Is just a salt and butter delivery mechanism. Pretzel is for like
it has no flavor.
Pretzel is for like an 11-year-old vapor.
Yeah. I'm picturing the vape, like you dip the mouth into the vape pen and mustard.
Oh my god! I love going to a Phillies game and vaping a pretzel.
Just smoking up a pretzel, vaping the whole thing.
A big old fucking honking pretzel.
You ever want to put pretzel in your lung?
I love having a skull full of pretzels vape.
Aspirating pretzel salt, but now I'm picturing
oh my god.
Inside pretzel vendors like pulling the vape.
Sir, you know you can't do that.
I don't know what you're talking.
So yeah, you make a pretzel like it's like one of the disgusting Philly pretzel vendors that like fart in a cup. I'm gonna get one of those things you put on your nightstand that like just puffs clouds of pretzel smoke all night long.
You're just letting the birds smoke these.
It's
pretzels.
It's also the give up
Sir,
level.
The birds are very sick.
Yeah.
The give up level from prosciutto and cantaloupe to the second one was what? Some other
flaming rabbit ass.
Flaming rabbit.
There was
ass.
One before that. Crispy bacon. Flaming rabbit ass. You're like, okay, good. You're good. There are no bad ideas. Pretzel.
It's like having a Triscuit flavored.
I'm not going to name the vendor because I find it upsetting. But this was the first Google result for savory vape.
I still think cantaloupe is the worst because that's a terrible fruit.
No,
an Italian treat, flavorful prosciutto wrapped in mouth-watering cantaloupe.
No,
the two. You know.
Do you know what an Italian vape treat would be? A cigarette. Many cigarettes. That's what an Italian vape treat would
be. A speedboat full of stolen mafia cigarettes. Yeah.
And my wife, Francesca.
At the risk of upsetting us all even more, I want to see what flaming rabbit ass is supposed to taste like.
Oh, I'm
pretzel.
Afraid you're going to get an answer.
Cantaloupe.
I too am afraid.
Cantaloupe pretzel. Yep.
I just want to know what the cop was thinking. Like, because there's like 60
he said,
dudes.
Ow, my weary ass.
Cop brain is cop brain, man. You can't turn. It's like RoboCop. RoboCop, if he had
How
been...
How would RoboCop have
been? If RoboCop had been in the LSU locker room, he would have said, you can't smoke in here. You have 10 seconds to... Like, he would have had no context to say, like, well, they're having fun, and they're just, you know, college kids, and they don't get paid. Not a big deal. Like, as long as they're not destroying anything, I'll let it slide. RoboCop doesn't let shit slide.
No.
So... I guess what I'm saying is RoboCop is real, and he lives in New Orleans.
If you punch RoboCop in the ass, you're losing that battle.
I'll tell you.
Are you saying it would be surprising to learn that a Browns player badly injured himself in the offseason?
No, that's pretty common.
If you had just taken out Odell, like if the cop had just come in. You know the
What do you mean by taken out?
No, I don't mean walk like, in there and like, kill him.
Because okay, I was worried.
Escorting him outside?
Yeah. Right. You know, everybody would have gotten that because I think if you'd gone, Mr. Beckham Jr. is a bit out of pocket.
Right.
Everybody would have gone, oh, yeah, yeah. He's been that way for hours.
Right.
Why don't you just go ahead and slide him on out. But instead, you walk in there and there's 50 guys who could stomp you out and turn this into a boot party instantly that you would not recover from. And nobody would. You know who Ogeron's friends with? The governor.
Yeah.
He had the governor of Joe Burrow in that room.
Cop
and
brain.
This cop walks in
cop
like,
brain.
Nobody's smoking cigars in here.
RoboCop. I do like the idea of Cajun RoboCop.
Cajun, yeah.
I'm Cajun RoboCop.
R-E-A-U-X-B-E-A-U-X cop.
RoboCop.
RoboCop.
Why does RoboCop have a little cash slot that you can put in?
That ain't none of your business.
RoboCop a little rusty.
You know what? Maybe you. I am interested in many things, citizen. How about you make me interested in something else by putting 20 right here? Just put 20 in the RoboCop. I'm trying to feed all the little RoboCops on this salary.
RoboCop accepts credit cards.
Yeah, yeah. The discount slot for cousins over here is right here. That's another $10.
Yeah, you got the one with the chip. Just leave it until I beep.
RoboCop has a little rotisserie on one arm, deep fryer in his back.
He has a daiquiri machine built in.
No attention span.
McDonald's ice cream machine that never works. That's broken. That'd be fine.
This website has 28 different vape flavors that are oatmeal.
No. No. Do they have one? How many different kind of flavors of oatmeal?
What is it, like cantaloupe oatmeal?
Pretzel oatmeal.
Pretzel oatmeal.
Oatmeal. It's that double oatmeal stuff.
Oatmeal e-juice flavors. Are we missing your favorite oatmeal vape? Probably fucking not. Yeah.
All right, give me the most disconcerting.
Oatmeal and menthol. It does appear as though you can combine oatmeal e-juice with a bunch of other flavors, and the choices are like, you know, strawberry oatmeal. Okay, here we go. Cigarette oatmeal.
Yes.
Menthol oatmeal.
Yes.
Yes. That's like how you conjure.
Welcome
an
to
uncle.
Randy Moss's Bed and Breakfast.
Like, that's how a witch would create an uncle.
I've always wanted to combine dip and oatmeal.
I was like, mango oatmeal? That's weird. And then I scrolled down.
This is extreme. These are the things you do in Breath of the Wild, and they're like, here's your pixelated food.
Yeah.
You got dubious. You got purple mush.
This is dubious food.
This is the Breath of the Wild right here.
Literally. Breath of the Wild vapes.
No, we got one more. Absinthe oatmeal.
Jesus. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be seeing little green demons.
Yeah, we're going to see fucking eldritch horrors.
Yeah, nice. But yeah, well, like,
but I'll poop a little better too.
Yeah, it's amazing. My blood sugar is so steady.
The cosmic fiber of beyond cannot be described.
Is this the state food of Virginia?
It's the oatmeal that'll punch you in the ass.
Oh my god!
From the inside.
From the inside.
Oh, the perfect crime.
I'm just picturing the Quaker oatmeal guy with like a real shitty thin mustache.
And he's clearly not looking at you, the person who's considering the package. He's looking beyond.
That's right. Yeah, no, he's seeing things.
He's seeing some fucked up shit right behind him.
So I don't really know what this cop is thinking. I don't know what he was doing.
Cornbread vape.
I think what this cop is thinking is like cop.
Right.
Cop,
it's RoboCop.
Yeah.
RoboCop.
And of all the states roll up like that and be like, authority.
Mm-hmm.
This is the latest of several factors that makes me suspect, although I have not looked into this, that this cop is not of Louisiana extraction himself.
Yeah, well, I think, by the way, New Orleans PD has already come out and been like, that was not one of ours. NOPD.
Wait, it was just like a stray cop.
He's like a mall cop.
Well, I think it was state.
I don't know. I'm just making shit up. Well, I think Godfrey said earlier today it was state.
There's like a state authority.
Godfrey is an NFL podcaster.
Right, so it was one of these guys. I just like that New Orleans PD was like, we cover things where things involve bullets, knives, fire, or punching.
Not right. Butts.
Yeah, not butts. The punching of a butt is not the purview of the NOPD. Or the NOPD would not interfere with the lawful business of the LSU Tigers football program. They would be like, that's a football crime and we are not related to that.
That's what it really is. If any state or city organization in Louisiana, they're going to know, like, LSU Tigers, that's above our pay grade.
No. I'm afraid that FBI, CIA, LSU, that's... That's out of our jurisdiction. I believe that's between the Lord and Ed Ogeron. John Bell Edwards got to ask permission for him to park.
Ed Ogeron got the Lord in the headlock again. Lit him up.
And they tried to do that.
Turn him loose, Ed. Turn him loose.
you proved your point.
Could God make a Coach O so strong that he could not out-wrestle him?
Only one way to find out.
So there we was at the end of the sixth day on an I Quit match. And God looked up at me and said, Ed, I quit.
And that's why on the seventh day we left.
I said, let's go to Popeye's. Because they opened.
Who knew that
and
the
like
face
that
of
chicken joint you found it?
Who knew that the face of mercy would be a ham sandwich? Is there anything
Ham
else?
Of God, you wash away. You wash away everything in my tum-tum.
Like, we're not even making that up. Ed Orgeron celebrated with a ham sandwich.
That's right. Oh, also, he wrestled God and pinned him.
And he wrestled God and pinned him.
Oh, yeah.
He pinned God.
Day I can't wrestle God's dad.
That's the day I go coach the UL Lafayette Raging Cajuns. I ain't worthy of the Louisiana State University.
They say to embrace salvation. Well, I literally did.
If I can't take God, I'll go coach Arkansas.
There were other things I did see at this game, by the way, that were completely worth it. I was in a suite full of people, including the Dude Perfect guys. Remember the guys from the Trick Shots? They're all named Cody, and they're all from north of Dallas. And, man, life is better for them than it is for anyone else. It
Cody
really
with
is.
A K.
Cody with an H somehow.
Cody with an I.
No, like K-H-O-D-Y.
Cody.
So it looks like every possible permutation of Cody.
Yeah, yes. Very,
there's
very
like one
12.
Of one of them is Sumerian.
Right.
They're really nice, and everything you tell them is crazy, right? If you're yeah. like, yeah, man, that was a turnover. They're like, that's crazy. That's amazing. That's sick.
A turnover is kind of a trick shot.
Yeah.
They are perfect dudes. It's, yeah, they are, in fact, brand on perfect dudes.
Joe Burrow's throwing some trick shots.
All year, man. And you know what
yeah.
they are? Sick.
Sick.
Yeah.
Those are sick. Oh. I also met Lolo Jones. And I want to tell this story.
Oh, God.
Because I didn't know it was Lolo Jones. And I asked her what she...
yell at you online.
Yeah,
fine.
That's fine.
That's fine.
This that's makes, good. That's good pub for us.
That's yeah. make, this makes all me right. look bad. Because I met
I
her.
I don't think it does.
And they said... And I said, oh, hey, what do you do for a living? Because I didn't recognize her. And she goes, oh, I'm an Olympic athlete. And the first... What would you say if somebody's like, oh, I'm an Olympic athlete?
Would
what
say,
would you
say? I would say something like, cool, what sport?
Wow.
Yeah, you yeah. say, cool, what sport, right? Yeah. You say an and yes. You know what I said? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Interesting.
That's nice.
You just leave it at that.
Like what you say to somebody when they tell you a job you have absolutely
right,
no input
right.
for.
I'm an accountant.
Sure.
Yep.
Oh, that's
what's
nice. What sport? That's what I said.
LSU football.
Also, Drew Brees was right next to me, and I missed him because I was looking
He's
at
short.
I was looking at the depth chart.
You missed him oh. like he was one of your receivers.
Well, I think you didn't see him because you were only looking at active football teams.
Ah, correct.
That's true. I really we should have said that to him in the booth. I bet it would have gone well.
Hey, why are you up here and not down there, Drew?
Yeah. You're not good enough to replace Joe Burrow? Got no eligibility left?
Here's the funny thing. I'm not sure he is.
You know, he did. He's Purdue's second best quarterback of all time. It's like Gary Danielson, number two,
it's,
Drew Brees.
That's okay. Sure. It's Kyle Orton.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuck.
I forgot the inspector.
I actually got a little mad there.
You did. You were genuinely ticked. I forgot Kyle Orton.
Never forget Kyle Orton.
Is there anybody who has like a booty hunter shirt in the NFL for sure more than Kyle Orton?
Oh, he might have a tattoo.
Well, Odell Beckham.
Yeah, that's fair.
After that game, yes. Absolutely. And yeah, I did meet Alvin Kamara, who, when he was wondering what Pac-12, I had one thing to add to Alvin Kamara's life, which was, where are these officials from? Oh, they're from the Pac-12. Oh, how's that? Oh, it's bad. Yeah, it's
the Pac-12. It's bad.
I would love it if this was the first awareness Alvin Kamara ever had to have about the Pac-12.
Right.
Like, he kind of never heard of it, because, like, why would he have?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do they play football? Oh, damn.
Is that like the CFL?
That's amazing. Yeah, so that was my experience. Is there anything from the TV broadcast that like stuck out to you? Because you know you don't get like you go to the game and that's cool and that's
yeah.
great, but you don't actually have the experience that most people touching the game do
so,
because most of them watching on TV.
I think Holly and I both watched mostly the film room. Ryan,
I was watching with Godfrey and Bud and Richard in a bar, so we did not have the ability
okay.
to sort of jump around. I kind of want to go back and watch Refcast.
Yeah, Refgas.
Because I'm fascinated as to what
it looked like a fucking game show.
I possibly realized they were gonna have a camera on each ref.
They did?
Yeah.
And they did this for the entire game. And I don't understand.
And there was
that
a panel of refs just sitting there.
Just talking about.
I think it's sort of a contingency cover kind of thing. If you have the Pac-12 on your biggest TV show of the year, you kind of got to have like, okay, listen, we do know the rules,
right?
The trick is the guys who are on the main broadcast, they don't know the rules.
This is an undercover boss situation.
Yeah, I was thinking more like a I survived bad plastic surgery story, right? Mm-hmm. Like plastic surgery
botched.
Nightmares, right? Botched. Yeah, this is botched. The channel, but for officiating.
Yeah, that's what I would like to go back and rewatch is that broadcast.
The coach's film room was good, not the best, because there was no Paul Johnson, there was no Les Miles.
It did have no two Cutcliffe. Coaches who don't like each other.
There was no Mac Brown,
the
which was
Gundy
nice.
Gundy-Patterson dynamic was very interesting.
Yeah.
Gundy was like, from the get-go, he was the journalist in the room,
right.
Which I'm sure he would love to be described
as. He was good at it.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
He does look like a 70s like TV weatherman.
Mm.
Sure.
That was probably camera. But on camera, right?
Right?
Like if you saw the 70s, right. If you saw your like local right. weatherman, I don't know if you've ever seen like your
I'm
local
Dean
weatherman.
Winthrop.
Exactly. And you're like, Dean Winthrop looks like 20 years older off camera. That's what Mike Gundy looks like on camera
right,
now, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's probably like a 70s weatherman is probably the last journalist Mike Gundy ever respected.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that was the peak of information right there.
Old Flip McDowell out of Tulsa. That man, he could read a tornado.
So he sort of, from the get-go, he was playing, you know, moderator, setting people up. He's very good at it.
He's a quarterback.
He was. What was his job as a quarterback? Hand the ball to Barry Sanders.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In this case, Barry Sanders.
Is Gary Patterson?
Generating volume was Gary Patterson.
Yeah.
He was fucking fired up for this game, man. And like, you know, one of the smartest football men of all time had a lot to say.
I saw this on Twitter, but apparently at one point in the broadcast, Gary Patterson says, "Hey, can you run that back?" He says that to Mike Gundy as if they're watching film. And Mike Gundy's like, "I don't have the control."
So I think what they do
what is, are you talking about?
I think they have Luganville right off camera
because
someone was running the clicker.
Okay, okay.
And there were some really good moments where, like, there was a field goal team run off. And Clemson guy falls over the top of the screen. Gundy sees it.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, let's go back and watch that. So they watch that. They miss the field goal because they're watching this guy falling over
sure.
on the side.
So relatable.
You know, there were some good wacky moments like that. There was Derek Mason was there. Didn't say a whole ton, but you know, obviously that was good. And then there was Boston College coach Boston Jeff.
It's Jeff Boston.
Jeff Boston.
Jeff Boston.
Sorry,
okay.
Sorry, I got his name back.
This is
several opinions.
This is a thing we should do with every BC coach, both past and future.
You must earn your name.
Whatever your name is.
2/3 of them, in my memory, have been named Jeff.
Right, but you become Jeff Boston. Like, I don't care who you were coming in.
It's like Ra's al Ghul.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
I think I like the Boston first.
Yeah.
Boston Jeff?
Boston
what
Jeff.
If it's Boston?
Back in Boston
what
Jeff.
If it's, quote, Boston Jeff Boston?
Ooh, what if it's Boston okay. Jeff Boston?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like Stone
like
Cold
ben,
Steve
like
Austin.
No, it becomes an honorific, like Ben Thunderbird's Kingsley.
So, like, eventually you have to lose the Boston.
You smash two iced coffees together.
It's a reminder that Ben Kingsley
It's fucking wicked cold.
The Massachusetts rattlesnake, he's running wild.
Fact time.
He's riding a fucking Dunkin' Donuts coffee truck down to the ring.
What are the worst beverages to do that with? The worst beverages
milk.
To do it with too. I was thinking
milkshake.
Two,
milkshake's
I was thinking
very
two
bad.
Egg creams.
I was
yeah.
Say, Yoo-hoo. So, yeah. Oh no! Wait. Yerba mate.
Maybe like cantaloupe menthol vape juice.
Yeah,
God, I was thinking just flaming hot coffee, right?
That's quite bad. That's quite bad.
I don't know.
Glass carafes of coffee from those.
I don't know. That would be pretty fucking badass.
The heat and the shards.
The heat and the shatter.
But like, if you do that at the start of the match, who the fuck is gonna wrestle? The guy bleeding and
covered in
scalded.
The caffeine's in my veins now. I'm so hyped.
He's going to ooze on me.
Coffee all over the ring. Debate me, you coward. Nobody's going to come near that guy.
Change my mind. Blood's not real. Change my mind.
Fine. The belt is yours, sir.
There's old.
You want it far more than I do.
There's old sodium and tap water hall. Here he comes.
All right. So Boston Jeff Boston.
Yes. What about him?
Fackin' Jeff Boston. He was all right.
He had a lot of things to say.
Yeah.
There were wildly varying energy levels in the room.
Mm. Okay.
Well, they stuck Derek Mason back there behind Gary. How's he supposed to get a word in?
I think that was mostly to remind people that Derek Mason didn't get fired. I think that's why they had him on the coach's room, would just be like, yeah, that's right.
Hey, folks, still here.
Is this Derek?
I want to catch this carefully because this is still my favorite sports television experience of the year, bar none. But this was, I felt, the weakest combination of personalities we had so far. In particular, I like it a lot better when there is like a dean in the room, when there's like a Paul Johnson or
right.
a Cutcliffe.
An elder statesman.
That can get the 50-something coaches to shut the fuck up for a second.
No, what they need, and this is my proposal for the coaches' room, they need to just make it like the X's room where there are coaches, but there's also ex-players. Because ex-players, particularly at the college level, mm-hmm. you'll get guys who never got NFL media training who will just slide in there and be like, that guy's trash! And then you'll have one of the coaches go,
When you said exes, I thought you meant like former coaches of the teams and the games. So it'd be like, here's Les Miles and Tommy Bowden.
We were going to do that.
Well, bringing the same energy to it, like, oh, that guy ain't shit.
Yeah.
I tweeted this out, but my proposal would be take the highest profile Power 5 job that's available, take the candidates for that job, put them in the room, confiscate their phones, and make them do the whole game wondering like if they are missing a call.
What if
from
we,
this is how I realized we should do a podcast where we just rank other Vox podcasts that aren't us.
Wow. Yeah.
Could we do the coaches going for the open job thing, but the AD
is
in the room?
Podcast?
And he's going to listen to how well they break
yes,
down
yes.
this game?
Yes, yes. He says nothing. He just writes quietly.
And he just makes a lot of...
Wow. So it's sort of like a final exam for... I love
it's
that
like
idea.
It's like a broken pool stick.
I love that
and
idea.
The loser has to coach UMass.
It's like in Men in Black when they're like, okay, here's the shooting course.
Yeah.
And Will Smith is the new head coach of Baylor, which actually would be a really good choice.
I shot the little girl with her school books, and that's how I became the
And that's how I got the Baylor job.
Yeah. That is what you actually have to do to become the coach at Baylor.
Damn.
Shoot the hostage.
So, that's a different movie.
Spencer, did anything else good happen at the Twitter thing?
No, that's it. That's like literally all of it. I got sprayed with champagne by Alvin Kamara. That's not a lie.
Can we talk about the meal you had? I know you had a lot of oysters. You talked about that on Twitter as well.
I did. I had 36.
The next day, you were going to the airport to fly home.
Yes.
What was the meal you had before getting on an airplane?
I went to Pesh on Magazine. It was delightful. And I had all of the following. I had a full bowl of gumbo.
Okay.
Not a cup, a bowl. I had an order of their fish sticks. It's like five heavily breaded, like gourmet, fancified fish sticks with tartar sauce. I had a serving of broiled drum in a mushroom reduction sauce with sweet potato fritters. Which was not unsubstantial. Normally, when you go, oh, I'm going to this fancy fish restaurant, they're going to give me a postcard of fish. Au contraire, it's a solid whopperin of a fish. A whopperin is a tremendous amount of food.
Yeah, yeah.
As a unit. Mm-hmm. I had two glasses of champagne, because why not? It's New Orleans. I was going to have one, and then they asked me if I wanted to have another.
Right.
The answer is yes. And then I had two cups of coffee and an enormous slice of key lime pie.
Have you read The Very Hungry Caterpillar?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I wanted.
And then I got onto a plane. Yeah. And I got onto a plane for 2 hours.
Very hungry gator.
And when you emerged, you were a beautiful butterfly.
No, it's just a fat ass. Just a beautiful fat ass getting off the plane. That was all I could be at that moment. That's what that would be the best, is a movie about, like, man, this guy's going to do something. He's going to really like make something of himself. And he goes into like the metaphorical cocoon and he comes out and it's the same guy.
So you're Captain America, except he just gets out. He's like, yep, still me.
Still me, yeah.
Sorry.
Steve Rogers.
They open it and he's just, boy, it's warm in there.
Yeah.
Just steamed Rogers.
All right. full training montage, step into the
actually,
ring.
Actually, he kind of loses some water
Boy,
weight.
Yeah. Smells like pretzel vape in there, guys.
Oh, he just hey, sort of, give me some of that, huh?
He just sweats off a couple pounds. Oh, shit, he's smaller.
Yeah. That's it. The very hungry caterpillar just comes out. Big old fatter caterpillar.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. It's all about acceptance and self-love.
Yeah. I don't... Uh-huh.
Yep.
I don't see why not.
I think it's mostly a counting and color book, but...
Yeah, I didn't eat again for, like, a day.
You don't think the very hungry caterpillar has themes and life lessons to it?
You should eat as much as possible.
Perseverance.
Yeah.
No matter how full you are.
You know, yeah, you gotta keep eating through that
leaf. Finish your fucking plate.
Yeah. You get one god to wrestle, you wrestle the next one. You just keep going.
Take down the whole fucking
Shiva, thing. I'm calling you out.
Yeah, you take down the whole thing. Shiva.
I'm going to see you in SummerSlam. You got how many arms? Oh, I got it.
Man, I thought you said Shelob, and I was like, Shelob at SummerSlam.
That's basically it for the, like, the I-36 oysters. I probably could have eaten more, but frankly, yep. They were pretty slow with the shucking.
Yeah.
Wow. So you caught up and then you're just like, nope, I had to go.
I could have gotten like another.
You overtook
the John Henry of oysters.
None. Not one. I had not a single. I ate 36. This is
eel driving, man.
My year started basically football wise with I ate 36 oysters, had two beers, went to watch a football game. LSU kicked the shit out of Clemson. And then I got to go home.
But now you're in Nashville.
It's not all.
Go Titans!
Yeah, go. Tighten up!
Tighten up!
Yeah, we are here at the height of Titans frenzy with Titans.
It's overwhelming, isn't it?
Oh, man. Everywhere yep. you go. I don't think I've seen any Titans.
I saw there is a Wendy's in town where on the sign outside, where they would normally have like Frosty, only 19 cents today or whatever. They've just put a Titans flag in that.
For
it's
sale.
It's just a Titans.
In the Frosty.
No, in the, just.
Just to cover the.
Yeah.
It was right below, like, our recipe is quality.
Yes, and then it just has the Titans logo. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Call me a Titans fan, because I'm willing and vrable.